I have
current geek.
This is Current Geek, episode 6. Which button switches weapons? Hey everybody, welcome back to Current Geek. I am Scott Johnson and joining me is Tom Merritt.
Which button?
The left one. The one with the square
we'll
on
out.
It, the circle, the triangle.
How you doing? I'm just trying not to say howdy.
No, it's all good. It's good because I don't want to say duty.
Too late.
Oh, I did.
Damn it.
So yeah, we got a weird one today. And by weird, I mean I want this.
Exactly.
But also, I think it's an interesting, there's a weird sort of convergence of popular culture during the internet age that I want to discuss at the end of this story that I think the listeners will be interested in. But here's the article. A PS3 coffee table has been built. Who else but only a geek and a gaming fan, for that matter, would find this coffee table whose base resembles a PlayStation 3 console controller fascinating? And by the way, that is to say it looks like a PlayStation 2 and, by association, a PlayStation 1 controller, because they really have never changed the controller.
Well, yeah, it looks like... And it's like the controllers are actually the legs, right?
Yeah, like the base of it. If you could imagine a PS3 controller with the two sort of banana ends to the two parts that sit in your palm sticking outward at each end of the table, you can kind of see how this would form a base.
My big disappointment when I clicked on this story was that it isn't functional, apparently.
It doesn't do anything.
I'm so used to the Ben Heck mods and things like that. I'm like... But the buttons are under the glass. How can I press them?
Yeah, you want to be able to do something. Even if all it did was make something rumble or make a light go on. You know.
How sick am I?
Yeah. As sick as me. I'm with
this
you on
this.
This
is a beautiful piece of furniture. And I'm like, man, it doesn't work.
Yeah. But I guess the bigger question is, and we'll have a link right to this so people can see what we're talking about. It's kind of hard to show it over the internet in this form anyway. But
paint you a word picture.
This idea that... kind of the meta, strange things like, oh, it's like a controller, which is kind of fringe video game culture. Now it's my table, and what's next? I'm going to have, I'm going to dress my servant up as Mario, and he's going to bring me tea, or, I don't know. That's a terrible example, but...
I had no idea you had a servant.
Presumably, you could have all sorts of weird things come from this. Now, as a kid, I was really into really big things. Like, we'd go to some place, and they have a giant pencil.
Mm-hmm.
I would pine for that.
You would love Wisconsin.
Oh, really? Because everything's
huge? They have balls of twine and, Paul Bunyan country is around there, through up into Minnesota. Yeah.
I went there for something once. I was in Chicago. We went over to Wisconsin. I can't remember what for.
The Dells in Wisconsin has all those, classic tourist traps.
Yeah, but
with
I love
giant
that stuff.
Things.
Big
yeah.
things, like big telephones. And, that you can crawl on top of, kind of like that, there's a Foo Fighters video for Everlong where Dave Grohl climbs up this giant phone, and it's one of those dial phones. And
that's where the American gods live, according to Neil Gaiman.
Yeah, exactly. Crazy crap. I love that book, by the way. Crazy crap like that. And I mean, dude, seriously, if you want to make me the happiest I've ever been, bring me home, a giant stapler that is in the garage. I mean, how cool is that? Just a giant red stapler.
Scott for Christmas.
Oh my gosh, I would love it. Well, anyway, my point is that it just seems like there's a right market out there for some of this kind of crossover popular nerd culture stuff that you could do. And I know, Think Geek has a lot of things that kind of are in this vein, but I think it would be really cool if you made a company that was building furniture all the time and different kinds of furniture. You've got a refrigerator, a big white refrigerator that looks like the front of a Wii, or what else? You could have something that looked like something else, whatever it may be. But you could do this thing with controllers for all these different kind of consoles. Your bed could basically be, a car from Mario Kart. These kinds of ideas, I think, are really fun. And if I knew I could get, one of my kids a Mario Kart bunk bed.
Yeah.
Done.
The classic car bed for kids, except now it's not branded so much. I guess it's branded, but something that they can actually identify with that they use instead of just watching on TV. It's like, oh, that's the car I drive.
Yeah.
In the game.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be so, you know, it doesn't have to be the company. Like, what I would like to see more of this happen. Like, what do you think? Sony gets pissed if somebody makes a table that looks like their controllers, or is that not an issue? I don't understand how copyright
it's
law
probably
works
okay to make it in this case, but not to sell it.
Right. So if you were mass producing these in some, you know,
you'd have to get licensing from Sony.
All right. That's too bad.
Have you ever seen the two piece? I don't. It's what's it called when it's a couch but it doesn't have a back? It's not. It's bigger than the stool, but
a broken
whatever that
couch.
Is.
No, I don't
there's,
know.
Yeah, there's a two piece like one of those where it's, you know, it's a semicircle and then it's got a matching piece that is a diamond that fits into it.
Yeah.
But they put a dot up in the top
yeah.
so that it looks like Pac-Man eating a freaking diamond.
Oh, see, I'd do that.
Yeah,
that's brilliant. But again, you can't sell it because, you know, Namco.
Unless you get Namco's permission.
Yeah, they'd have to sign off on it and be a licensed thing. But I love this sort of thing. I would be really interested in buying something that was like this. This table is awesome. I would totally use it. So yeah, and if you guys want to see what it looks like, again, we'll have the image right there in our show notes. Also, we have a Geeker Reader submission of the day.
Who is it?
Well, it's Jerry B. And Jerry B. What? Says, after spending years playing FPSs, that's first-person shooters for the uninitiated, and even more time in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 1 and now 2, I've signed up with the Marines.
What?
I'm going to be a UAV operator and controller and try to become a Predator drone pilot / gunner. Dude, if you played any of the Modern Warfare games, and I'm in the thick of playing 2 right now, the UAV and the Predator drone stuff... thick as thieves in that game. That stuff is happening left and right. UAVs play a huge role in multiplayer. And now in the second one, it does too with the Predator as well.
Are you telling the truth? Because, man, that's freaking awesome. That's like dream come true for somebody to be yeah, I've been playing this game and doing this thing, and now I'm like totally enlisted, and now this is the, you know, like it's easy to enlist. It's hard to get assigned to the one thing you want.
Oh, yeah.
The military, once they get you, they're like, yeah, we know you want to be a UAV controller, but our tests show that you're really good at peeling potatoes, so you're going to be the potato. You know what I mean? So that is freaking lucky as all get out.
Yeah, I love it.
Way to go, Jerry.
Way to go, Jerry B. And I would like to know, it makes me want, okay, I'm not trying to kick open some conspiracy here, but there, you know, there's talk that, oh, these video games, the military's using them to train our kids to become soldiers. Does this, like, lend itself to that, the conspiracy, or am I making too much of it?
Are you getting all Ender's Game on me now?
A little bit.
They totally did this on purpose, Jerry. They fed you Modern Warfare. They were in Xbox Live, and they monitored your performance.
Indeed. I mean, there's all these claims right now that Microsoft took a bunch of money from the government to help develop Halo 3 or Halo 2 or something.
Yeah.
And they were,
you know what? My guess is that the military is certainly encouraging these sorts of things. I mean, they have their own first-person shooter that you can download and play, and they use that kind of imagery now in their advertisements. But no disrespect to the military, everyone who has been in the military is going to know what I mean by this. I'm not sure that the military has the capacity to go and do this wide-reaching conspiracy where they crawl into all of the online games and monitor them for the skilled Modern Warfare participants.
Yeah, and there's still the issue of these games are not like holding real weapons and firing them and being accurate and having the physical endurance needed to do what these soldiers are supposedly doing in a digital world, let alone Halo. I mean, forget about Halo, which it's in space with laser guns. You know, Modern Warfare 2, much more realistic take on things. But even then, as much as I love my M4 with its red dot sight, I don't have any freaking idea what it's like to hold that real gun. And if I did, I'd probably crawl in the corner and cry like a girl.
And the last thing... the gunnery sergeant who's going to train people on this once is a bunch of guys coming in going, oh, yeah, I'm like pretty excellent at this in Modern Warfare 2. So,
right.
Yeah, you know, no problem. Just hand me that, sir.
It's you really? Come on in then. We've been waiting for you. It's not like that. That's not how it works.
Don't call me sir. I'm sergeant.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the first question on your questionnaire isn't, do you play reverse or regular view with the control scheme? It's like, no, dude. How's your heart? What's your family's medical history? How fast can you run? Do this obstacle course. Shoot this dummy.
How many potatoes can you peel?
How many potatoes can you peel? And lastly, how can you fly a UAV drone or a Predator drone?
Yeah, maybe they do this, and I'm just not aware of it, but I think it'd be a great recruiting tool to have, like, LAN parties.
Oh, dude.
you know, sponsored by the U.S. Army. They may be out there doing that.
I think they still have it active on servers, but they had that America's Army game that was based on payload technology, and it was like a super realistic whatever, and I never really could get into it because it was way too over-the-top realistic, like boring realistic. So
that's a good recruiting tool. Yeah. If you can handle the boredom in this game, you're for us.
But supposedly that game was a lot more focused on real tactics and things. So it was teaching you the strategies and the patience and the other things that you need to be a good soldier. And there was never any doubt in people's minds that if it's a game sponsored and paid for and designed ostensibly by the U.S. Army, then it's a tool to recruit. And so they were pretty open about that. Halo, though, and this, probably not. I'm just throwing it out there. That's all.
If they're smart, they have military advisors to help them get stuff as realistic as you want to get in an entertaining game.
And now you got Jerry B flying a Predator drone all the way from the Arizona desert, somewhere in Iraq. That is awesome.
Sweet.
So cool. Thank you, Jerry B, for your email. If you, too, want to participate in the show in that way, there's a few things you can do. Visit the site. CurrentGeek.com is the place to go. Follow us on Twitter. That's twitter.com/CurrentGeek. And email us your suggestions, your feedback, and your geekiest stories, like Jerry B's here, at CurrentGeek@gmail.com. Again, that email is CurrentGeek@gmail.com. That is going to do it again for us. Thank you guys for being here. We'll see you next week on the show for another 3 episodes next week. So for me, for Tom, for Jerry B, and for geeks everywhere, have a good weekend. We'll see you next time.
Stay geeky.